Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I address myself here directly this morning to the good people of Carrigaline, that fine, fine place where I lived for 10 years and loved and was almost dragged out of it kicking and screaming to move to Douglas at the time. I loved Carrigaline very much, and I still do, but I'm amazed to discover that you're all swiping right like nobody's business. Or which do you swipe, is it right or left? Like nobody's business down there, according to a new survey that they did at henparty.ie. Carrigaline is one of the most single towns in Ireland. There's more people in Carrigaline at a loose end than in many, many other places. Ballincollig at the other side of town, at the other end of the 220 route, Ballincollig, they're nearly all paired up there. It's one of the least single towns, according to henparty.ie, which, by the way, says that Kilkenny is the most single town or city in the country, and Cork is third. They did this by surveying Tinder, searching, you know, how people search up Tinder. They looked at Tinder, they looked at Bumble, and they looked at Hinge. Kate Hyde of henparty.ie. Even Hinge as a name is a small bit cringy. Good morning to you. Isn't it?
Hi, PJ, how are you?
Isn't
I know it is. The word unhinged comes to mind very quickly, but it's... my dating app days are long over, but our market is still really in this space. And so we thought it was, I suppose, just to give some context on why we did this, first of all, and then decided to publish the results. So for us, obviously, the demographic we're targeting look to go to spots that are really vibrant, have a young population, because the businesses reflect this. You've got good nightclubs, you've got good bars in kind of places where there's single energy, I suppose, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
And so what's interesting is on that list of 10 locations, 9 of them are our top selling hen party and stag party destinations, which, you know, is interesting in itself, Carrigaline being the only one that isn't.
So yeah, like much as I love Carrigaline, much and my team, my children,
I would groups to go to Carrigaline.
Think of that. And then look, there's a fabulous hotel and a great leisure centre and some fabulous pubs, but Carrigaline is not a place I would go for my stag party, no.
No. And it's a fantastic town. But I guess because, I mean, I actually grew up in Carrigaline myself. I was a very young girl there, and I eventually left as well. We were between Carrigaline and Crosshaven, and it grew so much in the last 20 years. Oh my God, like the Carrigaline I grew up in is unrecognisable compared to the Carrigaline that's there now, because there's so many more houses. And I guess, and there's so many more schools. So I guess with that comes lots of young people, you know, looking to start their lives, put down roots and build families there. So that's my interpretation of this data. But again, data can be interpreted in so many ways. But it doesn't have, say, the commercial interest in hen parties and stag parties and that kind of business, obviously, whereas the others do. I mean, Athlone, believe it or not, Athlone is hopping for
Athlone
here. We Athlone is
God's last forsaken post.
Yeah, we're actually sold out of accommodation for Athlone for the rest of the season. It is we're literally circling around trying to see if hotels will give us cancellations, because it's so in demand. So in a way, we weren't surprised to see Athlone in this. Same with Limerick. Limerick wasn't always that popular for hens and stags. This year, it is absolutely, again, hopping. And to be fair, Limerick has changed a lot in the last few years as well. You know, there was a time Limerick was associated with gang crime and all that. Now, obviously, it's, you know, a boutique kind of city. It's university city, home of Munster rugby, all that.
Well, so, yeah, I'm thinking in terms of stag parties. I mean, there can't be much better crack than going to Limerick for a Munster match and having the stag there.
True. And then on the same token, if, you know, if you're thinking about our market is, you know, groups between 25 to 35, a lot of these people will be single. They'll be going out on nights out. So if there's a lot of stag parties in a city, there's going to be a lot of hen parties in a city. And that's why as well, Kilkenny, again, was an absolute no brainer for us when we saw that come in on top, because the business, if the city or town, it has a high single population, the businesses will reflect that, and so it's unbelievably good crack then to go for if you're in that sort of 25 to 35 year bracket, except for Carrigline. So just throw that back in there. Yeah. You know, so it's interesting. Again, data can be interpreted so many different ways, but this does tie with, say, our business model, and it also ties with the CSO wedding information, which would say that in 2022 Kilkenny had much, much less weddings than Thurles, which is on the complete opposite end of the scale then in terms of singletons.
I'm thinking about parties, though, okay, and hen parties and stag parties. And we were talking about Limerick, the rugby, and then the hen parties go where the stags are going. That happens. Kilkenny. But come on, Athlone, like... the last time I was in Athlone, Kate, the most exciting thing that happened all weekend was Mass.
Yeah, it is. But so it's again, these places change. They have boat cruises up in Athlone. You can do escape rooms on Athlone. What happens as well, and I was saying this the last time I was on with you, is, you know, where a town or a city isn't, maybe hasn't a hook or hasn't, you know, like that. So nobody associates Athlone with tourism. So then maybe some inventive people might say, you know what, we need to fill our businesses right now. Let's fill them with hen parties. Let's fill them with stag parties. Let's fill them with 40th birthday party, whatever the hook, you know, that kind of thing. And look at Carrigan Shannon. Carrigan Shannon remains one of the biggest hen and stag destinations in Ireland. This time,
Carrigan Shannon.
In the middle. Carrigan, pardon?
Carrigan Shannon.
Yep, Carrigan Shannon. Absolutely built on a rock of hens and stags, and again, it's like the Carrigaline of Leitrim, you could nearly say, because it's so innocuous in terms of, you know, say tourism, or there's no tourism hook there, but there are businesses up there literally packing the roof with hens and stags, and not all of them, to be fair, but a lot of them are. So there's a lot of economic benefit for towns to do this. And especially when, you know, the advent of, as we were talking about the last day, the classier hen or the classier stag, where, you know, you might go and do a wine tasting afternoon and have a 3-course meal in a tapas bar. So then again, Athlone, we're seeing things like tapas bars opening. We're seeing like high end cocktail classes up there where they weren't there before. Mm-hmm. So Athlone is absolutely no shock to any of us in the office seeing this. Not at all.
Because I'm thinking, you know, a bunch of lads organising a weekend away, or a bunch of girls organising a weekend away, well, you think, right, you think Killarney, you think Galway, you think, like, Belfast, you think, if the lads are ambitious and mad, you think Benidorm with cheap flight. If you mentioned Athlone, that beat you to death with your own arms.
Not anymore. Honest to God, it's hopping. Actually, there's a craft brew place in Athlone now that do guided tours and stuff. So again, they're turning an industry into a tourist attraction as well, that will increase the traffic of young men that will, you know, go and spend in the town in the evening. So this isn't related to this because the data wasn't, or it didn't bring these guys up, but Tullamore is another place that we're
saying. This gets worse.
Tullamore, honest to God. Drogheda is another place. Now, Drogheda, look.
There's some hotels in Drogheda. There's a couple of nightclubs in Drogheda.
So that's kind of, it's not easy to get accommodation there. But there are, you know, Ennis, Lahinch, Small towns. Yeah, it is, because the tourist industry is having a hard year, so it is good for a lot of places. It wouldn't be an obvious choice for tourism, you know.
Tullamore, yeah. Athlone. Galway was a fierce place to go back in the day. I'm told, not that it was what I was doing, but that 20 years ago there was a fierce amount of shifting going on in Ayr Square between Cork girls and Galway men. Now I know nothing about that.
Even the fact you're using
I'm told to have an eyewitness report, but
I haven't heard the word shifting since Rocco. That's so funny. And Galway is still huge. I mean, it's still one of our biggest sellers, but interestingly, didn't come up as a city with single energy. And so I guess the thing about Galway is it's a very much a university city and a very much a tourism city. So that's probably why they still are seen as a very hen and stag friendly place, whereas places like Kilkenny, I guess the data, you know, could be said to show that it's younger people there keeping that kind of single energy going in the city, which seems to be going for years there. It's amazing. It's very interesting if you're nerdy about data, which I am.
Yeah. You haven't heard the word shifting since Rocco. We are actually here, Kate, two car people talking our own language, aren't we?
I know, yeah.
Put subtitles on this.
I don't even remember Rocco. Yeah.
Well, that'll make you feel old now. I DJed in Rocco twice. So.
Oh, my God.
Well, I loved Carrigaline. I still do. I lived there for 10 years. But it's got the most singleton. But that's the funny thing. At the other end of the 220 bus route, there isn't a singleton left. Is it any wonder people are going up and down between Carrigaline and Ballincollig?
Oh, both Erin have a fantastic marketing opportunity here, don't they?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The love bus.
The love bus, yeah.
Again, if you look at Ballincollig, though, it's probably an older, you know, I don't know Ballincollig very well, actually, but maybe it's an older location.
I'm looking through the glass at someone from Ballincollig. If you use the word old unreservedly, you'll be in trouble.
Okay, like I said, I don't know it very well. It is interesting. I just think Carrigaline is about the size of it, just because I remember how small it was. I grew up on the very, very edge of Carrigaline, and then we moved to Crosshaven, and, you know, there were fields beside me. Now there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of houses.
Yes.
Past where I grew up. So I still think it's about that, maybe young people moving there. There's so many schools there now, and you know, these people are looking to start, you know, just put down roots and whatever. That would be how I'd interpret it anyway. I'm sure there's, you know, city planners who'd be, I don't know if they'd want to talk about hens and stags, but city planners who'd have a very interesting thing.
Oh, okay. Well. Listen, always good to catch up. Cork is the third most single place in your survey overall, I think, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. And again, I'd suggest that's about the influx of, there's a lot of people coming into Cork City. I actually live in Cork City Centre now. I'm in St. Luke's. And there's, I mean, I see it myself around the area. There's so many young people in Cork City now, which is great for the bars, for the restaurants. You know, it's really important actually that towns and cities have young people, because they keep it going. You go down to places in West Cork now and there are no young families. There are no young people. They've all left. While this is all very tongue in cheek, it's also so important to keep towns alive, that there are young single people in towns and cities, and unfortunately that's not the case.
Maeve is saying here, bring back Rosie's, that'll sort out Carrigaline. She's not wrong there.
Yeah, Rosie's God back in the day. Anyone from Carrigaline will know what I mean when I say Stephen Day in Rosie's. I mean, it was a generation of us that just, you know, that was our Stephen Day planned out for
that
many,
was it. And remember,
so
they used to take, they used to take all the seats out and all the stools out the back, and it was just a great big empty barn. Now, they were shifting there at lunchtime. Kate, always a laugh. Kate Hyde from henparty.ie. Carrigaline, the most single place in Cork, as opposed to Ballincollig, and now the 220. If you're listening down in Bus Air, and the 220 is now officially known as the Love Bus. Love it. Kevin says, what happens in Athlone stays in Athlone. Yeah, maybe, Kev, that's because for years they didn't have any phones in Athlone. I'm waiting for someone who's living in Athlone or listening in Athlone or in Cork from Athlone to come on the phone and give me... I'm only messing. There's a thing, though. What do they call shifting now? There's a question that comes up from our conversation with Kate. I mentioned shifting. She said the last time she heard shifting was in Roco. Roco, by the way, was the disco that used to happen in Rochestown College. Yes, I did play it once or twice. I also played Rosie's back in the day, the 90s. What a crack that was. But shift, what do they call shifting now? Eh? A friend of mine used to refer to it as lobbing the gob. What? Which is rather a disgusting expression. What is shifting now? Eh? I love that, though. What happens in Athlone stays in Athlone. Necking. I know. Necking was in the Wild West. They used to neck people. Necking was in old Western films. They'd be necking there. Necking is a kind of an icky word. I never liked necking. Because if you were necking, you'd end up with a hickey on your necky. And you'd get in trouble the following morning when your mother saw the hickey on your necky. Oh, please. 0818 96 96 96. What is the new word for shifting? Someone bring me up to speed, please. And I love the idea of reopening Rosie's. What? But what would you do? Here's a one. And I know, and Kate is right. Carrigaline's huge now. I don't know if you've seen the new Aldi and the Super Value next to one another. They're huge. Carrigaline's enormous now. What would you do to bring the people of Carrigaline together, shall we say? There used to be a festival down there, and they used to be the Gaelic was kind of the hub for the festival, and they used to have, I remember they had a marquee down there, they had festival gigs, and they had a festival bar extension in the summertime. Carrigaline once had a festival, and I remember in the festival that they'd line the streets. Mrs. Brown opened our festival one time in Carrigaline. Actually came down in person, did Brendan, mad git that he was. Came down in person, Mrs. Brown opened our festival in Carrigaline one time. Why are there so many single people in Carrigaline? Could we solve it for them? 0818 96 96 96. But definitely, I want the new word for shifting. I do. Gillian texts me at 083-396-9696. She says, PJ, do mind the singles in Carrigaline. Do mind the singles, she said. Check out the amount of swinging. What? Seriously? 0818-96-96-96. On the subject of shifting and the new words, Adrian, this isn't new either, but what do you call it? Good morning.
Hi, PJ, how are we?
I'm good.
I work in teenage discos, and honestly, like, my boss and my staff, like, they'd consider shifting, but I'd kind of call it mauling the face because, like, you know the way teenagers are, they do get right into it, like, and I mean, when I have to see that and I sometimes have to pull them away, I'm just like, I just want to gawk, you know, but, I mean, look, we were all there at some point, so that's the way it is.
Hang on, quite just say, pull them away?
Sometimes you do, like, because, like, I don't want to be,
I know I have this vision, sorry, no, Adrian, I have this vision, right, of you standing there beside two teenagers with your hand on one on the two foreheads, trying to pull, a bit like taking a plunger off tiles.
No, it wouldn't be that bad, but sometimes, no, I don't want to say too much, but sometimes...
Well, say all you want, an adult audience,
They've been sitting on, like, sometimes they could be sitting on each other and they could be trying to grind each other, and when they do that, then they be, as I said, they be shifting, so when they get a bit too frisky, you know, sometimes... We have to might spot them and pull them away, you know?
Yeah.
we tell them wait till they're 18 to do all that, you know?
I know. Should they not do any harm to one another? Well, you'd hope not anyway, at least. No,
that's
right. Tonsil tennis was another one we used to...
That's it. God. Hung back in the throat.
I know. You'll get someone complaining. But maul in the face, they call it now.
Maul in the face is what I consider it anyway. I still say shifting, but I don't know. Like, that's kind of the main one I'd use anyway.
All right, fine.
Would laugh, you know.
Sound out. Are you gigging this weekend?
Sorry?
Are you gigging this weekend?
No, unfortunately, I'm actually back at a full-time job. I work in the airport. So
oh, good man.
Complete differences, huh?
ain't that the truth. Adrian, thanks. 0818 96 96 96. It's called Netflix. Neck flick. What is? Shifting? Neck flick? Mauling is the new shifting. Mauling. It doesn't sound... Shifting had a certain sort of a, oh yeah, grand, good on you, kind of thing to it, but mauling, no. There's hands involved. Like, I think Michael says shifting is now called meeting. Yeah, it's a bit like Netflix and chill, I suppose. Christine says health and safety took over and spoilt all those activities in Carrigaline. Imagine coming down... Christine, imagine coming down Church Hill now in a homemade carty. I know. We used to say, Anna says, a bad kisser was like kissing a washing machine. I know, yeah. Neck flick and chill. Rosie's. I used to love Rosie's. Rosie's was the place to be. Stephen's Morning Points, the hounds, and it did happen. The hounds going through the bar for the hunt, then tunes pumping out the back. I was often playing them myself. No phones, no drama, just great time. They had a marquee in the field where Dunn's is. They did, Rob, where Dunn's is now, in behind the Gaelic. For the festival, there used to be a big marquee. Yeah. You can't really shift anybody in Dunn's, do you know? But you get the shift in the marquee, all right. 0818 96 96 96. Kate says, and you know what, Kate? You're completely right. The best venue for singles of any age is an ABBA tribute. Yes, everybody loves an ABBA tribute. Did you know? It went completely without me mentioning it last weekend. There was a load of stuff on BBC last weekend looking back at the Eurovision. It was 50 years ago, last Saturday night, that ABBA won the Eurovision with Waterloo. Just thought I'd drop that one in for what it's worth.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.